Cole, appreciate the time. I know that there's probably 1,000 things going on for you right now, but how has the last hour or so been in your life? Tell us what it's like being a member of the Calgary Flames.
Yeah, it's been crazy. It's so surreal getting this opportunity. And I said lots already, but I'm so excited and just can't wait to get started with such a great organization like the Flames.
Cole, take us through the last hour or so since you heard your name called. Take us from getting the news and going through the process to now talking with us now. What has the last little bit been like for you?
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, just being here with my family to start off has been very special, having them by my side to go through this. I wouldn't be where I am today. And then going from that to being drafted to such a great city like Calgary, but also the organization, it's very special. And now doing all this media, it's surreal that I'm doing this.
How much did you have an idea that maybe Calgary would be the team that ends up selecting you?
You know, you see those rankings and people talk, and I kind of felt like I was in this area, and you know, it could have been a chance that I was, you know, drafted by them, and I was lucky enough that they picked me. So I was very extremely excited and happy that, you know, they called my name.
What were some of the, I know that probably at the combine you had your sit downs with all the teams, but did anything come from your interviews with Calgary that made you think that, hey, this would be a good fit for me to play, and I would love being drafted by that team?
Yeah, I think just talking about my style of play and the way I play the game, it kind of fits the mold of the Calgary Flames style. So that was a big part of it. And then the way they just treated me as a person and got to know me, you know, they know the way I play and things like that. So getting to know me as a person was a big goal of theirs, and they obviously did that, and I felt really good about that.
So, Cole, how would you describe yourself as a player, and why do you think that fits with the Flames going forward?
Yeah, I'd say I'm a very strong, versatile 200-foot centerman. I play both sides of the puck very strong. You know, I embrace that centerman role. I think I'm a threat offensively, whether that's pass or shoot. I have the ability to do both. I think my hockey sense and my smarts, you know, carry me a long ways. And I think just my compete level and work ethic is a big part of it. And it's taken me a long way, too. And I also see myself as a leader.
Tell us about the you talk about being a 200-foot center. How much pride do you take in the defensive side of your game? We see the 92 points. We know what you can do on that side of it, but the defensive side of the game sounds like you do take a lot of pride in that part of the game.
Yeah, for sure. It means a lot to me. I think I'm a big believer in defense is the root of offense. So that's where it starts, in your own zone, and making sure I'm putting myself in good positions to support my teammates, to support the puck. It's a big part of it. So really embracing that role of playing that 200-foot style has always been a mindset of mine, and it will continue to be.
You made the big jump in points. You go from 59 points as a first-year player in the Western League to 92 this past season with Victoria. And we see that lots in the Western League and physical maturity. But what about for you? What made it what were the biggest keys in that big jump offensively for you year over year?
Yeah, I think the steps I took, both physically and mentally, and then also the steps we took as a team and as an organization in Victoria. I mean, I can't thank them enough for the 2 years that they kind of gave me and helped me out with and helped me grow as a player and a person. And I think they just tried to continually get better, and I felt like I did that, and that kind of led me to having a better year than I did my first year.
You, you're a SAS guy, and we've heard you talk a couple times already about being from Macklin. That's a long way to go. It's about as far as you can go in the Western League, SAS all the way to Victoria. But playing that far away from home, what does that do in terms of helping you grow as a guy, as a man, as a person?
Yeah, I think, you know, first off, it just matures me as a person. I mean, I moved away at the age of 13, so I was pretty young. And, you know, going to Victoria was very special. They took me, you know, high in the draft and gave me that opportunity. And I just wanted to do my best with it. And I felt like I did that. I kind of took that and ran with it. They supported me a lot. And being away from home was something I was kind of used to, no matter if it was an hour away or if it was 19 like I was. So I think it's kind of helped me grow into the person and player I am today.
I know we just heard you answer the question when you were on the Zoom call, but you were asked the question about going to the University of North Dakota and making that decision. Can you take us through the last couple of months? Because it's only been a few months since that door opened for you to be able to go to the NCAA. Can you just take us through the conversations that you've had with the people that you trust in your circle as to why going the NCAA route is so important for you?
Yeah, I think just, you know, kind of like I said on the Zoom call, it gives me that time to develop my mind and my body, both mentally and physically. And I think that's what I need. Me going to North Dakota is going to give me the right time to work on both sides of my game and work on becoming bigger, faster, and stronger. And I went there and I got the opportunity to kind of tour the place, see the facilities, see where I'd be living, see campus. And it just felt like a hockey town, and it felt like a place where I can succeed and get me ready for the next level, which is the NHL.
What is important as you evaluate and assess your game, and seems like you've got a really good grasp on your game. Feels like you're pretty self-aware. What needs to improve? Where are some of the areas that you'll be working on this summer and as you head towards your first training camp?
Yeah, I think it's going to be my first few steps in my foot speed. Working on that side of my game, I think I improved over the year, but it's something I got to get better at. I'm not the biggest guy. I'm not the smoothest skater, so working on having that first three sets and quick twitch muscles and speed.
Just a few more. We're chatting with Flames 18th overall selection. Cole Reschne joins us here on our 2025 NHL draft coverage. Cole, tell us a little bit about, a few things about yourself. Tell us, first of all, about growing up in Macklin, Saskatchewan, and how that helped shape you into who you are today.
Yeah, I think just, you know, like you said, growing up in a very small town, it's kind of a blue-collar place. Helping my grandparents and my dad on the farm, you know, we're pretty lucky. We got a pretty nice rink. We got a pretty nice ball of diamonds and a nine-hole golf course. So, you know, growing up there, it was tough just with traveling. We had to travel lots. But, again, I think that just shaped me into the person and player I am today.
Who's part of the inner circle? If you talk about who's been the most instrumental, the group of people that have helped you get to this point, who do you think of? Who do you reflect on?
Yeah, it's got to be my immediate family. The way that they've helped me grow as a person and as a player and helped me move further and further down the road, it's been huge. And I can't thank them enough how much time and effort they've put into me. It's so special having them in my corner and push me along the way.
Okay, last one for you. At what point did, as soon as you heard your name called, at what point did any former allegiance to the other Alberta team, did that completely disappear? Is it gone completely already?
Yeah, it is. I've been saying it for a while, unless something happens and I get picked by the Oilers, this is going to be the day I stopped cheering for him, and now I'm on the other side of it. I can't wait to get started, and it's over. I'm a Flame now, so it's very special and exciting.
That's the answer every Flames fan wanted to hear. Cole, congratulations. I know it's been a whirlwind day, and that whirlwind's going to continue. Thanks for spending a little time with us. Congratulations on being selected tonight. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.